Mention Sari Sif Beis. Mavoi Shetzidoi Echad Eino Yehudi. Shetzidoi Echad is Israeli. So it's the same case as we had before. Vayu Chaloinus Psucha is Mechazeroi Nechotzer Shal Yisrael. Ve'erikulam Dere Chaloinus. In this situation, where the it opens out into Rishus Sarabim, and only one chutzah opens into the Mavi. Here, many of the chutzahs open into the Mavi from the Jewish side, and the goys on the other side. And they made an Eruv. So now we know that the halacha is when they make an Eruv together, we count, in many ways, we look at them as like one group. So the same way, if there's only one chutzer, even though there's more than one house in the chutzer, I'll go back a step. We said before that the halacha is the only time there's a din that you need skiras v'shusim l'goy is when there's two Jews and one goy. But one Jew and one goy, there's no din of skiras v'shus. That was the case of bayis, of bayis in the chutzer. Now, so if there's two houses in the chutzer, one Jewish and one non-Jewish, there's no Sechiris Rishos. If there's three houses in the Chatzah, two Jews and one Goy, then you need Sechiris Rishos. Similarly, when it comes to a Mavi, if there's one Chatzah, which might have more than one house, but it's one Chatzah where there's Jews and one Chatzah where there's Goyim, you don't need Sechiris Rishos. If there are two Chatzahs,
no matter how many Jews or Goyim live.
Right, there's two chatzeres of the Jew.
There's one chatzer and one chatzer. It's right. One and one. That doesn't need it.
Right, so one and one. So then we need. But now, the chatzeres, because they had chalotis between one and the other, we're misarif together. So now we could argue maybe we should look at all of the chatzeres like one unit. Mm-hmm. So and if we look at all the chatzeres as one unit, so now it's one against one, you don't need it. So the Shulchan Aruch, that's not true. They're dealt with like one group, and you're allowed to carry from one chutzah to the other through the chalonis. But the scares are sure they're going to need. We don't say it's one big happy chutzah. And maybe it's one chutzer and one chutzer and it's mortar. We don't say that. Zion, Shabbos of Cotton Zion. Matino Echid Yisrael. The Chatzre Psuchim Lamavi says, opposed to in the first Sif, where the two Chatzeres, one opened into the Mavi, one opened to Shreit Rishas Rabin, over here both open into the Mavi. The Arab will definitely work if there's doors in between. So they're allowed to carry from one chutzah to the other, but they can't carry into the Mavi. They can't go out through the door out into the Mavi. Actually, Yisker. Then Arab Moyal Lasos and Piyachid B'Makam Akam Kedisa Le'Abasim and Shin Peivav Sifcha. He said this the day before. That we don't say, well, the Erev makes us one big unit, so there's only one chutzer, and there's that case over there was a case of the members of the chutzer. So all the members of the chutzer when they start together, so that's one unit. So it's one Jew unit and one goy. You don't need scarce to show us. No. It's that the case over there was we look at each, even though we look at them as one unit, but since it's different houses, so it's two houses, you need a scheres. Over here, two chutzeres, you need scheres. Okay, Simon Shin Sariyal. Din Biltu Rishus Loisin Shashachu La'orev. Kachol Mishpate Bitul L'Mishashachach B'la'erev B'chatzera. The same way he had a concept called Bitul. That if a person forgot to join into the Erev of the in the Chatzer, so he can be Mivatel his skus in the Chatzer, and therefore he has no rights anymore, therefore he's not going to Aser everybody else from carrying. Alternatively, they can all be Mivatel their Rishus to him. And therefore, it is, again, the whole problem is because there's more than one Rishus in the Chatzar. When you're Ma'arav, you make it one Rishus. He didn't join, so that's them and him. It's right, the two Rishuyas. So either they can Mevatel to him, or he can Mevatel to them, and that was only one Rishus in the Chatzar. So that's a dinner bittul. So the same way that's true by the case of Batim to a Chatzar, Kenu B'Mavi, it also applies to a Mavi. How so? Shim Shocha Chatzar Achas V'lo Nishtatvu. So now we're dealing with Chatzaris and a Mavi. So if there's five chatzeres opening to the mova and only four were mishtatev and the shituv.
If one betavka doesn't, that's worse.
Doesn't make a difference. I mean, the guy with this is in a pitzel, doesn't make a difference. So, the fifth chatzer who wasn't mishtatev can be mevatel. And by being mevatel, you're going to solve the problem. Mevatelus rishusa the sharbanei hamavi or haim law. Either they can mevatel the rishus to the other bnei mavi, or the other bnei mavi, the other four chaserus can mevatel to them. It works either way. Now the chiddus over here is al pi shehem rabin, even though they are a rabin. So now what's the chiddus? There's a chiddus over here which you didn't have before by bittul, right? What's the problem with bittul? The halacha is bittul doesn't work to two people. We said before, it doesn't. Bittul has to be when you do the bittul, now you can carry. But do the bittul to two people, so there's still two rishuyas there. Two people forgot to be arv in the chotzer. There's 10 people in the chotzer, 8 made an erev, 2 forgot. So now the 8 says they're mevatel the rishus to the 2. You still can't carry. Because there's still two rishuyas. There's he and he. So the bittul doesn't work when you're mevatel to two people. Mm-hmm. By case of a chotzer to the mavi, so all the mavi can be mevatel to that chotzer. The problem is that chotzer has more than one person in it. So now why don't we say that there's a problem of bittul, that you can't do bittul to a rabbi? The same rule which we have by the case of the chotzer, you can't do bittul to the rabbi. To say the same thing over here, you can't do bittul to the rabbi.
The point of bittul is to make it one rishus.
Right.
So it doesn't. So why would a mavi? Well, would it help?
So what? So that's the shulchan aruch. One thing, I'll be shame rabbi. Even though the rabbi, it does work. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whereas, since we're dealing with shituf, and the guy with the shituf, we look at the chotzer as the unit. So it's one unit, and that unit is being this battle too. There's been every battle to that unit called the chotzer. So you're dealing with houses, right? You're dealing with houses versus the chotzer. I said, okay, there's two houses that weren't ma'arev. Doing mitzvah to those two houses is not going to work. You're dealing with a chotzer versus the other chatzeros, the guards of the mavi. This chotzer is one unit, so that's okay. Shemei chotzer gabi mavi chashubim kiyachid b'chotzer. So we look at the bnei chotzer in regards to mavi, it's like one unit. The same issues we have with the Jew in the chotzer with the Yehudi, we have with the Mavi also. Over ear, or if we can discuss the idea of Erev, a Shituf in the whole ear, the whole city would be like one set of Mavuos, so we'll do an Erev over there. There's no issue to carry in the mavi, or an ear which has a wall around it, which is functions like a mavi, until there are two chatzeris about the Yisrael ear. If there's only one chatzer of Jews in the city, or one chatzer of Jews in the mavi, av chatzer achas loy, even though there are many non-Jews, but we said there's only one chatzer of a Jew, so he has no din of schiris rishus. He has no din of shituf. He has no din of anything. Even if that one chotzer has many Jews which are opening up into it, it's only one chotzer. So we deal with it as one group, and one group doesn't have a din of shituf and doesn't have a din of schiris. The wall was put there for the purpose of dira. I.e., there was houses there when they put the wall. That's the North Standard way of getting that. We assume that they are makavas dira. But when you make a fort, we don't assume that the fort was made being mukav dira necessarily. If there are two chatzeres of Jews, so then they need to do a shita between the two of them. They also need to do schiris in the city. Tzrichim liskir mikol chotzer v'chotzer shalein Yehudi v'eno masim k'mimashu yiskir misahar ir. Then they have to rent from each chotzer of goyim, they have to rent from. They can't just go to the sarir and that's enough. They have to rent from each chotzer of goyim. Okay, we'll see. The Shulchan is going to qualify that, so don't get nervous yet. Hagoah. V'yesh erman, the dafkalinyan l'hoitzi l'haknis v'shus v'ayin Yehudi. That which you skiris from the sar doesn't work. You need skiris from each individual chotzer. That's all talking about in a case where I want to carry into their chotzer. I will tell to be mavi. In other words, that's their private area. The sar doesn't really have violence over their private area. But the mavi, on the other hand, which is part of the streets of the city, he does have reshusa. So mava yochel diskriminis minasar, but the case of the tatam mava, you could be sechir from the sar. Shrederach mava, who shall asar? For yochel asal, call any yehudim misham. He has the rights. He has the rights over the mava. So the mava, he can be mavat. He can be sechir from him. The chaser is not. The shulchan aruch, that which I tell you can't go to the sar depends. The medavarim worm. Without you can't go to the Sar Basar Shane about them Shaloy. He doesn't own the house. And Begam Ainla Rishus Lishdamish Bibotse Benehir Baklau, Philip Shas Muhammad. Even if I'm Muhammad, he has no right to take over these houses. A welcome Shakol Sarkhair Enam Nasim El Piasar. If everything that's going on in the city is defined by the Sar or his appointee. But it's a skiris me'asar, a who, I'm a skira ulikito, it definitely works.
If he can evict the person from the house or not, basically.
Well, not necessarily. Well, we'll see.
He said, there are more, actually.
Lishdamish, he says you can use it.
No, but he said, since derech hamavai,
right. So the seal doesn't mean an actual physical seal. It means he has the right to take away the rishus. But that's because they own mamash on the streets. But over here, what he's saying is, but for the regards to using the house, as long as he can be mishtamish with the house, that's good enough. So he has rishus lahoshav anoshav b'chaim alcham toy b'batei b'neir. He has a right to billet his people in the houses. B'shas mechama shlamidaitim. Without their agreeing, he has a right to put people there. So he has, because he has the right to put people there, so he has a rishus over these houses. They're putting rishus over these houses, so he's considered the balabas, and you can rent from him. As we spoke about this idea, that nowadays we rent from the police, or from the city, because the city has the right to send police into any house in case there's a danger there, etc., police, fire, etc. So the city does have rishus over the houses, so we don't have to go to each individual person and rent from him. We can just rent from the police. So that's Mr. Burr over here who points that out. Al. Misha Shachar will be Rav. Before we say Shin Pei Al. Okay. The same way over there, a person forgot the name. It's going to come over there.
Thank you, Mr. Friedman.
Just thank for the Mishnah.
Okay. So, they can be about to go either way. Afishin Rab. Ahem Lorkoi. It's going on. The other Bnei Chotz, Bnei Amovi, are being about to these Bnei Chotz, even though the Bnei Chotz are a group. What's to learn? Kaimalam is a mission pay, they move out the Mishos, the Shnei Anoshim, Shlo Ervu, two people which are not an Erev. You can't do Shituv. They Shnei Anoshim Zel Zel, because they answer on each other. So the Bittel doesn't work in that situation. So we're wondering the same problem over here. That's more than one person.
What's a hemlockway?
It's going back on the phrase that the Bnei Movi will be invited to the Bnei Chotzer. Hame, the Bnei Movi, law to the Bnei Chotzer. So, Lachar over here, it's more than one person in the Chotzer, so they should ask each other. Echichom levatalem. Tamashulam kiv and dal kaponim. Also, erubin chaseris yachad. Kiyachid chashivi. Since the gabi this halacha, we do consider them as one. Seeing the gabi in certain levels, we don't consider them as one. The gabi this halacha, they're considered as one unit, and bittul to them works, just like a yachid chatzer. Gimel. Pasha lebittul liyal rak lezel chatzer should bittul legabe. To ye mutul haitzim chaser lemavi. So that if all the other bnei mavi are mevatul to this chatzer. So when this chatzar can make carry, the other ones cannot carry because they're masalik the rishus. That's the din. That's obvious. Al shari chatzar is a sermon hoitzi the mechatzar and the mavi. Came ashik sab the leil, but simin shin pei siptalik. We had before, we got the cases of the houses to the chatzar, and all the houses which are mevatel can't carry out to the chatzar, so we're also. Philip bitlu loy gam rishus base, mechatzar. If they were mevatel, so we had a halacha before that in a case where one person is mevatel to everybody else, see, he can carry from their houses outside of chatzar because he's considered like a guest there. So he's their guest, so he can carry out to the chatzar. So, Zatim Mishabur over here, in a case where even if the other members of the Mavi are mevatel to this chatzar, even if the other members of the Mavi are mevatel, the Rishus bias also to this chatzar. Gam ken yirdu lo mahani lahutzi mechitzar on the Mavi, you can't carry. The sword over there is a pshat. Once he's mevatel, he's like a guest. So guests come to my house and carry. So when I'm mevatel my rishus to all the other people of the chatzar, I'm their guest, and now I can carry. That's when you're talking about one person to many. Over here, it's many to one. It's not going to work. But filim normal in yizeg the bnei achatzar chashivik kerabim. Well, it's not being coming many to one, because this culture has many people in it. It's many to many. We said before also, Rabin to Rabin, also is not considered Rabin. So in the case that you're through Bitzel, a person is allowed to carry, is a Yach is a Vatel to a Rabin, so that he can carry from their houses, because he's considered their guest. Dalit. All of the rules. It's the same way over there. It's one house, and one house doesn't. There's no din of schiris. If there's two Jewish houses and one Goyish house, then there's a din of schiris. Can a b'movi? Shein also lahoitzi mechatzah the movi. Shemusukin b'lechi b'karo achi yushnei chater sheyisrael b'movi. So the case of Mavi also, if there's two chatzeris which are able to carry and open up into the Mavi of Jews, then there's a need for schiris yeshuas from the goyim who live in the Mavi. There's only one Jewish chatz opening into the Mavi, you don't need schiris yeshuas. Okay, hey. Over here. Hanamukhev is coming to a city which is walled. There's no need for any tikkun. The high book of Chaim, if it doesn't have a wall around it, the Chal Carmelis, he calls Manshin and Mukhus and Gadis Melech Mikari. You can't carry there, it's a Carmelis, until you, you know, close it off with the proper halachic closure. Love, actually, Hei Shtei Chatzeris. So in that case also, there's no Yisrael Tiltal until you have two Jewish Chatzeris in there. The Oz Ursim Zel, because once there's two, so neither one can carry because of the other one. The problem is carrying from the house to the Mavi, or house to the Chatzar to the Mavi. You can't carry out from the house to the Mavi, because man shall nishtab to be out until you lose Shitu. So if there's no going there, there's only one Chatzar, you don't need Shitu. Two Chatzars, you need Shitu. If two Chatzars and a Goy also, so then you need Shitu between the two Jews, and you need Skiris from the Goy. So in a case where there is a goy there, he will ask her, now you have to do shituch, you two chateres, and you have to do schiras also. Ashis krimenu rishus of emov. Okay. Even though there are many batim opening up into this chatzer, filahem harbe. So I said, what was the rule? One goyish house and two Jewish houses need schiras. One and one doesn't. Because what was the spore behind it? The spore behind it was that batim. Usually that situation, a Jew is not comfortable living with the goy. Anyways, there's no need to create
a schir.
He's scared to live all by himself with this goy, who might kill him. Right, but the Harvi here, we're dealing with a chotzer vis-a-vis a mavi, they're not living over themselves, right? Well, they are, even though there's many Jews in that chotzer, but compared to all the rest of the city, it's all goyim. So that's still not going to be a situation which we Chazal fellow needs to address. We deal with the chotzer as one group vis-a-vis all of the different groups of the mavi. It has to be that it's mukaf ladira, the chayv is ladira. Then lekayin b'lav haki also im he bears to be sasayim do b'chal karfi from avur leibos im shenukas. If it's an area which is enclosed, larger than base sasayim, and even though it was enclosed, it wasn't mukaf ladira. It wasn't enclosed for the purpose of ladira. I.e., the house was there first with an opening into it. But rather, you made the wall and you put the houses there, or you made the wall and then you opened an opening from the house into that area. So that's considered a karf more than, which is not hooked to ladira, and you cannot carry there if it's more than base of side. Some of yours, in the average case of a house, a city, is considered hooked to ladira, and an average fort, a mifsur, is not. The stam of yours, b'nim batim, tchilo b'chakav, makivim chemes svivom, b'tzarech ha-batim, because that book of the deer, if you have the houses first, you have houses, then you make a wall around it. The purpose of the wall is to allow the houses to do what they have to do. So that's good. Ashenge b'mipsarim, shorin kolon shlosh, shlosh, locked area.
Shlosh is a lock in Yiddish, it's a lock.
Shinas el hishamar b'nei ha'oyev, the fort is there to protect from the goy, the enemy. The natural, usual way they used to make it was they would close the area and then build the houses. So it's not a book of ladira. So you have the same problem. You have the problem over there that you couldn't carry if it's more than base size. So we said that the solution was if you want to be able to carry, if you break part down part of the wall and then rebuild it again, the same dira, that would, after you build the houses, that'll work.
Good evening, doctor.
Good evening.
Okay. Thank you. She has to be here. So you need. So there's no problem with in the city.
Any more
That you need shituv and schirus unless there are at least two chaseres of bata yourself in the city. Nira the filim kol chotzer hoyem mavi acher. You need two Jewish chaserus. So in the case where we're talking about the city now, not the case of the movie. The case of the movie, obviously you have two chaserus in the same movie. But this is, we're talking about the city, so well, there's one chaser in movie A, Jewish chaser, and then across the town in movie Z, there's another Jewish chaser. So you have two Jewish chaserus in the city, not shy to each other. So the car, why don't we say like this? So that this Jewish chutz over here is surrounded by all the goyim in this end of the town. This Jewish chutz over here is surrounded by goyim in this end of the town. So it's really like, right, there's like a yachid, one chutz vis-a-vis all of the people, they're mavi, so it's only one, you don't need schiras. We should look at it like that. We don't say that. Once the city is mukav, and there are two Jewish chutzers in the city, so you look at it as like one big mavi.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two Jewish chaseres in this mavi. So they need skiras. If there was some halachic closure between what was the mavi, the chutzner on that side, the chutzner on that side. So we've like we made a wall between them, halachic wall, tzuras haPesach, or two pasim, not lechi b'karim, but tzuras haPesach or shnei pasim. From Moshe Be'arna b'sim simshim tevav b'sim peiz b'ago shabur l'kamum simshim tzadi beis sevav. So that's a different story. That's like there's a that's like they're separate. It's really looking like a separate area. Because there's some type of halachic enclosure. Okay. It's not sufficient that which just renting from the Sarir. Yud Aleph. Vein Masvik Alpha Bishabatim Shall. Even the case was that he owned the city, the houses in the city. He allowed the people to live there on the condition they're going to be giving him rent. Mm-hmm. Or some type of payment, but you still can't rent from him. But Tom, Shrei Lo Yochel Asalchan calls the manager Misham on Lo Yamas. As long as they pay the rent, you can't kick him out. So he lost his rishus. He was a mishpat pei bavs of yuches. But Philei Mahum Amunagam Ken Al Mishpatayim Kimenel Rishus Lenin Batechot Eir. Even though he's in charge of he's the judge, and he'll decide between them. So we can sort of. Aside from, but he can't throw the guy out wantonly. He has a contract. You know, he has, as long as he pays his rent, he can't throw him out. So you lost your rishus. Okay. Then the Mishabur came along. Assuming the Ramah came along and said that to carry in this issue is to in the chateris, which that you rented out to them, but the mavos, the mavi. Belongs to the whole city, and people, and that belongs to the Tsar. Then the Tsar has rishus over that. So, getting rishus to use the streets, not the goy shechatzeres, scares from the goy for sure, from the Tsar for sure. What doesn't work is the tatal b'mavi. Excuse me, doesn't work as the tatal b'chatz. The tatal b'mavi works. The Jews can take from there. Houses into the Mavi and vice versa. Shei derech Mavi hu shel Hasar, because that belongs to the Sar. What's the learning from Yistama? Yesh b'shus lahasar al derech l'shanoisa b'losis l'vali batim derech mezerechad sarach yochel haskalem. He has power over. He can decide where it's laid. He's the government. We're going to put the road here. Put the road there. Let's move the road here. He can do all of that. So therefore, he can rent it out to the Jews. But if he has rishus. This old Talmud that he doesn't have rights over their houses to be mishdamish with them, even mishas mocham. Elam, nagadar al pi yoretz hamadim. So he can't. He's not. I can't. He cannot decide on his own. Wasn't given wartime authority to decide on his own to start building people in these cities, etc. He has to get rishus from the government. So then you can't rent from him. But if he has the power, the time will come to put people in there against the owner's volition. He can do that wantonly without any oversight by the government. It's his decision. So he's in control over here. Then he calls his rishus in the house. Then you rent from him, and you can carry it to anybody's house because he has power over all the houses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll that.
Does this apply to our municipal government?
It does. Shlomo Daita, because they have the rishus, we said they have the rishus.
even though they don't have powers of war or anything like
right.
that.
Right. Shlomo Daita, mutar lischer mehamuna shel hamelech. Now you can rent from the appointee of the king. Sheyesh rishus lamelech lahoshem anosha b'chei mechamto b'vote b'nei yir. Shlomo Daita midin amachus. So the king has authority over the city. You can call eved mi'avodav haktanim havikisrir lekitoy. Shehamuna hu b'mokam melech. We said before this idea that whoever works for the king is like can represent the king. Now, nearly the dafka me'amamun al zeb, that's only worse if you go to the right of minister, the person in charge of that. So I go to the minister in charge of health issues, or in charge of the agriculture, it's not going to help me. I have to go to the person in charge of billeting people. Kamaizah Shakuran Palitzai.
It's police.
Police. The person in charge of that. Shidur, she called over. Ramalchus Nasa Al Yadi. They have a power to do these things. Then once you go to the police, you can go to, you don't have to go to the chief of police, you can go to any one of the mishorsim there. You can go to the sergeant. They appoint people, they hire them to get the job done. Can't go to the general. If the army doesn't have the power to do it on their own, they have to go to the melech's representative in the city. So he's the one who has that power, not they. So you can't go to them.
So the army would be different than the police.
Because the police would be better than the army,
right?
Because they have more actual control in the city. Unless, let's say, for whatever reason, they would declare martial law, you can go to that.
They declare martial law, and therefore the general has a right. So have a right. To billet people as he saw fit without consulting with the local government.
So is there to have the right to use people's houses to put up soldiers? But so does that mean you could go to you were in a city and you weren't able to get access to the city government? You could go to some policeman
for this purpose.
Any random policeman.
Well, every
not
person
every
has
policeman
a
has any particular. And I have your hand.
Well, it has to be he's considered Skirvel Kitoy of represent. If he is in charge of District X, theoretically, I could go to him. But if he's the sucker of this. But if I want to get Rishus over District X and Y, and he only has authority over X. It doesn't help.
And there's not any random policeman you see on the beat. Can you just pull over and be like, can you give me Rishus to make it? You have to get someone who has an office job, desk job.
Police chief.
He's a police chief. I can go to the secretary, or I can go to the sergeant of the front desk. If that's part of what his job.
And it will cover whatever area they are in charge of.
Right, only whatever that they're in charge of.
Uh-huh.
So if I want to, access three police districts, so I can't go to either one of them. I have to go to the level above that. I mentioned to you that in Baltimore, when they went to the mayor's office. Mm-hmm. They rent it from the mayor's office, which that's clearly because part of the authority is the fire, the police, etc. Mm-hmm. All these they have a right to go into the houses and do what they have to do there, whatever they. So, okay.